Jeff, let's look at this year, first of all, before we branch out a little bit. How do you see the year, astrologically speaking?
Well, first, I would say I would have to back up and start with, in 2008, we began a series of five aspects that are all in a family. They're called the Saturn-Uranus aspects, and there's actually five hits, if you will say, or five parts to this cycle. The first one is when the stock market crashed in 2008. It was within like 2 or 3 days of accuracy.
Okay.
The second one is when Obama administration had to borrow all the money that it did.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was just this last September, which kind of went by silently, but I think that's because the Fed was pulling this stuff so that it wouldn't have too much of an impact and doing a lot of movement of money and market stimulations. The fourth one comes up this April 27th, and the fifth and final is this summer. It happens in July 27th, but there is a series of aspects that go on this fifth one that is like a crescendo. And I think it's way worse than anything we've seen so far.
Are they all economic related?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only just economic, I would say this fifth one, and I agree with Linda, I think there's going to be events happening here from June forward into August. And I'll tell you, I think capitalism as we know it may be radically changing. It could be the end of capitalism as we know it, if the aspects in astrology are correct. She was correct, and many economists have cited that, you know, these shadow markets could be $50-60 trillion. And, you know, if we look at what this current administration's had to do, they borrowed more money than all the other presidents combined in terms of budget. And when you look how we're tied in to the rest of the world, to the petrodollar, and the precarious position we're in for manufacturing, I mean, basically, since the end of Clinton and beginning of Bush, we've flooded this market with low-cost goods. There isn't any manufacturing here other than automation, you know, on a large scale. I think we're in a really precarious position. I really do. And the astrology shows it's a lot worse than the media is reporting. I mean, I think foreclosures are going to get way worse. I think there's a tsunami coming this way. And may I be wrong, but if the astrology serves us correct, this fifth and final hit this July is a knockdown punch. I don't know how they're going to survive it.
We're going to have bank failures?
It's, I think, pretty probable. The reason why, there's a 30-year Mars-Saturn conjunction, which is also a very volatile aspect. That's usually smacks of war. We could see some earth changes also. And I from a kind of a tied over, I really think earth changes are directly tied to mass consciousness. And I think the astrology shows we're in serious trouble.
All right, let's look at Iran. Let me ask you about that. Do you see anything in your charts that could reflect the possibility of a problem there?
This one this summer is entirely a possibility. In other words, from June forward into the fall equinox, I think it's going to hit the fan. And if we look through history, I mean, the pattern has always been prosperity, recession, depression, and war. Now, hopefully, we won't have to go that route. But it's been kind of the way the war machine, which really runs the corporatist, you know, the corporate world, seems to operate. And what makes me nervous is how we're tied to the petrodollar,
mm-hmm.
and or I should say, the rest of the world's tied to the petrodollar, more correctly. And you know, there's really only one currency you can buy oil in, and one place you can get it, and that's in London, and then USD. And I think that's a cocktail for trouble, because as we can't shore this up much longer, I think we're going to see a lot of things happen that could precipitate.
So this could be a very bouncy year. Very bouncy.
I think it's the beginning of a major change, and which relates to kind of the 2012. And I see 2019 and 2020 as real trigger points. And the reason why, getting back to ancient astrology, in the Middle East, before World War One, before all the lines got drawn with Iraq and Iran and Saudi Arabia, it was just the Holy Land, Egypt, and the Arabian Desert. And what's interesting is there was a lot of astrology that came out of there, and we have some of the documents. And one particular book was called The Book of Religions and Dynasties, and it was written a long time ago, back around, I think, 787 to 886 AD, somewhere in that area. And they had a system which I think is much, much older. And we see the same thing in India. There's like 20,000 documents that have never been translated into English over in the Madras. And many of this stuff is the same exact one and the same. It's something called the Great Conjunctions. And every approximately 800 years, they would say that eras would change. And then they had 240 mutation conjunctions. And then after that, they had what they call the lesser conjunctions, which is the Mars and Saturn. Well, what's fascinating is I think the forefathers of our country knew this, because Masonry is steeped in Egyptian lore.
True.
And yeah. I have actually had the opportunity of studying with one Vedic astrologer who's now passed, who did financial astrology in London. And he told me right out, he says, I'm telling you, they run this planet financially. And I think he's right. The international banking consortiums are largely tied in over there, for sure.
Isn't it interesting how, as you say, this gets close to 2012? I'm not sure that's exactly what the Mayans had in mind, but it's an interesting time period.
It's all coming to a head, is what I think. And interestingly, I think wars start financially long before they start physically. And we certainly have people trying to hang on to the status quo. And if a new age of consciousness is going to come in, this would certainly be a hard way for it to happen. But if the old is trying to hang on to the new, it may be 2010 may be the trigger year that actually shows how it's all going to play out.
Do you see civil war at all, Jeff? You know,
that came up strong. And,
yeah.
And what's interesting is I had someone pose a horary about that not too long ago, and that's what I came up with, that there's going to be a major uprising if this
continues.
If this continues, and also if somebody tries to pull a war card. Because there are people in the government who are good people, and they see what's going on by the few who are trying to manipulate from a distance. And it's always the money.